Following our 2nd of April announcement, the first GymOS branding elements go live on Easter Sunday, 20th of April. This will officially migrate Quooks Ultimate to GymOS and bring with it several new features in preparation for the imminent release of the new Fitness Hub mobile app. The rollout of this major update is no different to our regular updates. However, because of the branding change, the short transition period whilst our servers are updated may be more visible than normal. All of our systems should remain functional during the update, which will commence 10 a.m. UK time on the 20th of April and is expected to take no more than a few hours. Technicalities aside, let's look at the changes in this update. Quooks Ultimate becomes GymOS. With this release, the Quooks Ultimate product formally becomes GymOS. The retired foundations and core versions of Quooks now become GymOS Legacy. The product moves from the my.quooks.com domain to its new home at my.gymos.com. URLs pointing to my.quooks.com will continue to work for at least a few months and will be redirected to the new URL. Within the administration portal, everything works exactly as before. Aside from the new functions being released in this update, all other changes are cosmetic. The most significant changes will come in the next release, which is the deployment of the new Fitness Hub app. Referral administration. When it is launched, the Fitness Hub app will bring with it a new referral process. This will make it easier for facilities to manage and respond to referrals made by members. A new inbound referrals administration area can be found within the Connect and Promote section of the main navigation menu. Optionally, where the referral doesn't already exist as a member or lead in GymOS, they can be automatically converted to a lead. Two new triggers are available, which provide a wealth of actions that can be automatically taken when a referral is made and/or when a referral is converted to a lead. Blog and latest news. Increasingly, members want to be able to consume information on their terms and in their timeframes. Often weekly newsletters containing important or useful information get missed or go unread because members are suffering inbox overload. The latest news and blog functionality being released within GymOS provides an additional way to deliver content to members. News articles are available in both the Fitness Hub web portal and the mobile app. The latest article is brought to members' attention on the homepage of the mobile app. Articles can be scheduled and/or set with a limited availability period. Readers can like articles to indicate their appreciation. The blog and article section provides a useful repository for sharing anything from weekly updates to news about session changes or roadworks to more substantial informational pieces. Moreover, they are available as an archive so that new members can benefit from material that you have written previously. Badge administration. One of the major new features in the forthcoming Fitness Hub app is the activity feed and the ability to award badges in recognition of member achievements. Within the main settings menu, there is a new recognition badges administration area. Within here, you will find the 30+ system badges that come with GymOS. You can amend these as you wish and/or add your own for almost any achievement you can think of. Some badges are issued automatically by the GymOS/Fitness Hub system. Others you can either issue manually or on a triggered basis at your discretion. The activity feed and badges are a great way to maintain community and build motivation. With members being able to give kudos in support of their peers, we highly recommend that all of our clients engage with this valuable new feature, unique within gym management apps. The trigger functionality has two new member trigger actions, namely award badge and announce to activity feed. These may be used to automate the recognition of common events, such as session attendance and longevity. Others, such as Member of the Month, may be issued on an ad hoc basis. Bodyhop changes. Whilst unchanged in the soon-to-be-retired Quooks mobile app, the Bodyhop functions have been changed for Fitness Hub and the admin portal. Previously, the system would generate a montage image from the three body images. However, experience has shown that very few members uploaded photos in the correct format, and this led to image distortion in the montage, the last thing we wanted. The new process keeps the three images separate, and they may be reviewed independently of each other. This provides much greater scope for the format of photo that the member uploads. Employee profile. Within the employee administration area, each employee now has a public profile field. We encourage you to complete this for each of your coaching staff. This is shown to members when they are assigned a mentor and provides them with greater insight into the skills and background of their support team. You may, at your discretion, choose whether you include contact details within the narrative. Settings. Settings related to the Kooks app have been removed. New settings have been added relating to the forthcoming Fitness Hub app, so that clients can review and configure these as they wish prior to launch. MailChimp. The MailChimp function was deprecated nearly 5 years ago when the product gained its built-in bulk mailing functions. The sync system continues to be available for those who have prior links to MailChimp, but has now been removed for those who have not previously used it. With MailChimp having decreased its package offerings and increased prices many times over the last few years, the sync functionality is of little practical use these days. However, we will continue to provide it until MailChimp makes a change that requires development work, at which point it will be removed completely. Data can still be synced with MailChimp manually by downloading the spreadsheet from GymOS and uploading it into MailChimp. Of course, we naturally encourage our clients to use the built-in GymOS functionality, which typically has a better delivery rate and many other benefits over using a separate system. The new Fitness Hub app. This update also includes a vast amount of new behind-the-scenes functions that will support the new Fitness Hub app. The app shall now undergo one final round of testing against the live systems before it is submitted to Google and Apple for their review and approval for release on the app stores. As we come closer to the app release date, we will provide all of our clients with a resources pack to help them communicate to their members the existence and benefits of the new app. We appreciate all of our clients and thank you for your continued custom. We hope you find the above and forthcoming changes to be beneficial to you and your members.